Parliament has started the debate on the 2014 budget statement, seconding the motion moved by the Finance Minister Seth Tete in the House to kickstart the debate. The Chairman of the Finance Committee, James Aveji, said with the establishment of the contingency fund, it is anticipated that overspending above the appropriation bill will be a thing of the past. He said the establishment of the infrastructure fund is a laudable move by government. The fund, he noted, will assist government to promote accelerated infrastructural development. Here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Onoji and Augustus Akwi.
Parliament has started the debate on the 2014 budget statement, seconding the motion moved by the Finance Minister, Seth Tekpe, in the House today. To kickstart the debate, the Chairman of the Finance Committee, James Aveji, said with the establishment of the contingency fund, it is anticipated that overspending above the appropriation bill will be a thing of the past. He said the establishment of the infrastructure fund is a laudable move by government. The fund, he noted, will assist government to promote accelerated infrastructural development. Mr. Aveji also touched on revenue mobilization.
Government has planned to improve revenue mobilization through tax effectiveness and efficiency, such as cutting the leakages and loopholes in the tax administration. Government also plans to widen the tax net, also to undertake direct tax audits, intensify custom post clearance reconciliation, and also intensify the VAT reconciliation and payroll tax auditing to ensure that uncollected taxes are recovered. There are also measures that have been put in place on the federal level on the issue of the personal income tax threshold, which will be set after government has agreed with the labor force on the levels of IT. The future efforts are also being made on the rest income tax. That will bring in additional revenue to government.
The ranking member on the Finance Committee and MP for Old Tafo, Dr. Anthony Akotose, observed that what the Finance Minister presented to the House is an acceptance that times are difficult.
A report was filed by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Onoji and Augustus Akwi.